Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Yeah, it was a overall fun night. The daytime, you could have missed me with it, but and did they struck out 18 times?
Yeah,
the only
is that
person,
all? Actually, no, 19. I think it was 19.
You know,
times.
The only person that did strike out was De La Cruz. I know. I'm sorry, Kelnick.
Yeah, Kelnick, because he pinch hit.
Exactly. You know, the only one that didn't strike out yesterday, Andy.
The only
Everybody
person that didn't strike out.
Struck out yeah. at least once yesterday.
And look, like,
come on, man.
To me, there's like different levels of frustration for different guys, right? Like, yeah, no. Brian De La Cruz kind of is what he is.
Yes.
Eli White actually had a pretty good game yesterday. Orlando Arcia. Like, there's certain guys where I kind of go into it like, anything you give me offensively, I'm going to take as gravy because I'm just not expecting that much from you.
Okay.
But when you're telling me that Michael Harris, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Sean Murphy, and Ozzie Albies combined to strike out, 8, 11, 12, 13 times.
13 times, Andy.
And get one hit between the five of them? That's the problem that this team has right now.
Who fault is that?
Is theirs.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's their
yeah.
fault.
Yeah, because, I mean, we
it's
always,
their fault.
Everybody wants they find us a fire snicker. What?
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead.
If that's what you want.
Is that going
to
make them hit?
If that's
oh,
what you feel like needs to happen.
No, unbelievable.
They're not going to
no,
do that.
Not going
like
to
some
that.
Teams,
no.
given the expectation / start that the Braves are off to, would do something like that because maybe the manager's young or whatever. He was
right.
already on the hot seat.
Right.
Brian Snicker's been in the organization for 49 years and
no.
he has a World Series championship.
No.
Like they're not firing him at any point this season.
No.
I don't know what would have to happen for that to happen, but hopefully it doesn't. And this certainly isn't it. I honestly don't know what they do though, because it's just, I mean, it's crazy. Like it's crazy
it's
how bad it is.
It's awful.
It is, but I don't have anything, we don't know nothing new to say about
nothing.
It. Like it's awful. It's been awful. Maybe yesterday was the worst. 19 strikeouts.
No, that was the worst.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I will say their starter Bassett's pretty good. So at least it wasn't against some nobody. But still, like
he 19 know, strikeouts good.
Well, he only had 10. He came out of the game and in the bullpen. But so far this season, his ERA is low. He's off to a nice start. But like, yeah, that doesn't explain it.
Yeah.
Like you know, Michael Harris gets an opportunity in the fifth inning with runners on second and third and one out and. You know what he did?
Struck out.
Because every time he was up yesterday, he did the
yes.
same thing. Austin Riley had a couple opportunities yesterday.
What did he do?
You know what he did? I mean, and he was great in the series. I mean, he had 3 home runs in the series, and he was 4-for-8 coming into the game and all that. He struck out 4 times. I mean, it's insane. It's insane that these guys that have been this good, right now they're not. Right now, I mean, Austin Riley's hitting pretty good, but right now these guys aren't any good at hitting. It's insane that it's gone on this long and that it continues to, and they're 5-13 and they're 2-11 on the road,
yep.
which is just ridiculous. And it all kind of sucks too because Strider pitched pretty good.
He's
like,
okay.
He wasn't great, but
yeah.
he went 5 innings and only gave up 2 earned runs. I mean, he said it after game one, like Vlad Guerrero Jr. was going to break out of this thing
and
at some point.
He caught that thing.
Like his at bats were looking good. He was hitting the ball hard. Well, yesterday, parked one over the fence for the first time this year and had another RBI as well. So you were kind of playing with fire with him as the series went on. But you'd like to think that if you gave up three runs in a game, you'd at least have a chance. But right now, they don't.
They don't
have a chance if they give up three runs.
You look at it. They're, you know, in baseball, the top of the order, maybe you say the top five. Those are usually your run-producing dudes, your guys right there.
Certainly right now
right
for the
now
Braves.
For the Braves. But they didn't get none. I mean, Michael Harris, and we love Michael, but Michael's struggling.
Yep.
Michael's struggling big time.
Yeah, there's no sugarcoating
the fact that how bad Michael is struggling. You did say that Austin has played pretty good in this thing. Matt Olson, only reason he didn't strike out because he got one hit yesterday. So he didn't strike out. So he got his hit. Drake Baldwin, the young boy, got his first home run, which was awesome.
He did strike out the other three times while he was up, but that's all right.
Yes, yeah. We're looking at the bright side.
He did have his first, but that's frustrating about it too. Because he did hit his first career home run.
Yes.
But it was when they were down 3-0 and there was no one on base and it was the eighth inning or whenever, ninth inning, whatever it was, and you didn't really get to enjoy it. You know? You didn't even really get to celebrate it because it was like, all right, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did he
get the ball back?
Hopefully. I don't know. Canadians are pretty friendly.
Yeah. I hope he got his ball back.
I hope he did too.
But yeah.
But yeah, so now they leave Toronto losing another series. And that's kind of all we're asking them to do is piece together series wins. And they go up there, win game one, and play pretty good in game one, get that great start from Grant Holmes. And then the Spencers, who you were really kind of counting on, and Strider's, you know, it's still a little bit of a process because it was his first start in a year. Like saying you expected him to come in and go eight and strike out 15 guys is a lot. He looked pretty good yesterday for the first start in a year. But Schwellenbach had been your most consistent guy, and he didn't pitch particularly well either. And now you're 8 games under 500.
Yeah, man.
I mean, then you got the Twins.
Yeah, the hole ain't too big.
And then
they're gonna be home. It's gonna be a beautiful weekend here in Atlanta for the Twins to come into town. So I mean, it should be a lot of fun atmosphere, energy. I'm trying to get all the positive ones in there. Get to sleep in your own bed.
I still think they're a good team, and I still think that they're going to figure it out. But, like, at some point, if they keep doing this, I'm not going to feel like
that. No, because you know what I mean, Andy.
I don't know when that is. But at some point, you know, these guys, especially at the top of the lineup, keep hitting like this. It's like, well, you're just not going to win games
if that's
how you're going to hit.
Since we've been on our show together, we've been through it. We've been through a basketball rebuild, kind of order. We were on the back end of the Braves rebuild.
Yeah. Since we've been doing the show, the Braves have made the playoffs every year.
Exactly. And we went through an up and down Falcon thing, right?
Zero playoff. It's mostly just been down. There's no up.
But the thing about it, football season, it goes faster. You know, we're like, damn, so basketball, when baseball is bad, it's awful. And it's so hard. There's nothing worse than a bad damn baseball team. I mean, but at least we got entertaining players. They're just not entertaining us.
Nothing entertaining right now.
And that's the thing. They're not entertaining us.
And that really is, we've said this over the last couple of years when guys like this have been in slumps. Like, it's one thing for, and no disrespect, but like when Freddie Freeman would go in a slump or something like that. Like, all right, that sucks. Hopefully he'll get back. He's just kind of a consistent guy.
Mm-hmm.
But like when a guy like Michael Harris, who can be so explosive, flashy, and fun, goes into a slump. It's like, not only are you denying the team the opportunity to win and runs and all that, you're denying us entertainment.
Yes.
Like, when Ronald Acuna's in a slump, it's double the frustrating.
Yes.
Because not only are you not winning because of it,
right,
he's also not giving us what we want. Yes. Like, the thing that we hope to get every single night when you watch those guys play, which is a highlight.
But I'll take boring wins.
Oh, please give me boring.
No, I will take boring-ass wins. What? I will take doubles and singles and walks.
But that's the thing about these guys is they've also conceded the fact that we'll be boring. They're bunting. They didn't bunt one time in that year where they won 105 2 years ago. Maybe they bunted once or something like that, but whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They hardly bunted ever. Now they're like, I don't know, third inning, first guy up.
We got to figure something out.
See if we can get on base.
We got to figure something out.
I know. They're willing to concede the boring to try to get on base, and it's still not working. Yeah. So, look, if I could fix it, they'd pay me a lot of money, and I'd go fix it.
Right.
Patience is the only thing that's going to work, and I know sports fans don't have a lot of
that. No, they don't.
And I don't blame you for not.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.